Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 29th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 0.75 cents at 6.05 1/2, March wheat up 4 1/4 cents at 7.87 3/4, and March beans up 0.75 cents, 13.68 3/4. The corn and beans chopped around most of the day. The wheat opened up on its lows, rallied as much as 19 cents off the lows, only closed about a nickel off the highs. Fairly impressive, but you know, especially considering that Egypt bought some more wheat today, but they took 180,000 Ukrainian, 60 Romanian, and 60 French. Certainly gives you the idea that there's certainly more wheat around the world to sell. Now, the Russians weren't participating, so maybe the Russians are getting tight on some wheat out there. But that may have been what supported the market here a little bit. Plus, the weather is still dry in the southern plains. Exports tomorrow, they're looking at 350 on wheat, which is light. Corn, 800, which is light. Beans, 950 again, which is light. So, you know, we're slowly getting into the close of the export window out here. We've got harvest beginning in Mato Grosso for their beans. You know, we've got to get it done here in the next 30 days, or we're certainly in jeopardy of losing traction out there in the export market. Now, the report is supply and demand is 2 weeks from today. I would expect they're going to cut corn exports. I expect them to cut bean exports. They may raise ethanol demand in the corn. Demand's been strong there, and they may raise that to offset the exports somewhat. But for the time being, it still relies on the weather in Brazil. Some places are too wet in the north. Some places are certainly too dry in the south. We're hearing all kinds of stories about how bad the crop is. Is it just, you know, the kind of stories you get this time of year so the Brazilians can sell at higher prices? You know, it's hard to say. I certainly think there has been some damage south. They're talking about between Brazil and Argentina, a 4 to 6 million metric ton shortage in corn and beans total. So it's not great, but it's not as bad as some might think it is out here. So we'll have to see what the numbers, you know, we expect them to move lower over time here. I don't know if they're going to be as bad as some people are thinking, but certainly they're losing grain, and which is why, you know, the grains aren't falling apart here. We're only roughly 30 cents off the highs of beans from this week. The corn's about 10 cents off the highs, 13 cents off the highs from this week. So we're not backing off too much, even though we've had some rains out here. But certainly the trade believes that we're going to see lower production numbers out there from South America. Let's see what else we have here. That's really about it. Kind of a quiet, choppy day. Beans were lower most of the day, came back in the last few minutes. They eke out a 0.75 cent higher close. Corn traded higher and lower, mainly on the firm side most of the day, but only closed 0.75 cents higher. And wheat was the real strength here today, but it was only up 0.25 cents. So pretty much in a holiday market, and certainly through the end of the year, we could stay there. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.